Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This Bernie Miklas report is brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. This is a big day, really, if you think about it, because we are fully into Super Bowl week. The Chiefs and the Eagles will play on Sunday, but also we've got the Cardinals equipment trucks leaving today. They are on their way to Jupiter, Florida, as we are getting ready for spring training as well, which really a week from today. Pitchers and catchers will report and have their first full workout on Wednesday of next week. So Bernie is with us now on KMOX. This is a good day, Bernie. Good sports day, I would say.
Yeah, Ron, I agree. And Amy, hello. I mean, we have all of the seasons merging together again. You know, I love the way Mizzou is playing. Illinois's got a great basketball team. SLU is up and down. The Blues are a bit of an enigma, but it's still hockey season. Super Bowl is here. You know, there's you have crazy trades being made in the NBA, Super Bowl, spring training. Yeah, I mean, just a lot of reason for, metaphorically speaking, a lot of confetti these days. Looking forward to all of it. It's a great time of the year for sports.
I like it. Okay, I know there's a lot to get to with baseball and football, but just because you brought up the NBA, did you see that Anthony Edwards was pretty shocked about the Luka Doncic trade? And here Edwards said this after a game last night. He said, "They say that nobody knew about the trade. That's crazy. At 25 years old, they traded probably the best scorer in the NBA, and he didn't know about it. There's a lot more digging somebody's got to do to find out why he got traded, because you don't just trade him at 25. He just went to the finals. I feel bad for Luka, man." Like, just expressing shock.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were able to put, the Mavericks and the Lakers were able to pull this off in total secrecy, which is really, well, it's extremely rare in this media culture, social media culture. But it was just the two general managers of the teams, and they were having, you know, private secret talks and work this out. The thing, there's so much about it we still don't understand. Like, I'm going to
call Jokic. Sorry, I know. Yep.
No, I was going to actually do that in a way to tell you, hey, Amy, on the show I used to do at KFNS, when I would talk about Doncic, I would say Jokic.
Yeah.
And people would text in and say, hey, dummy, you got the wrong guy. So anyway, it's not easy.
Those Eastern Europeans look alike, you know?
Which they kind of sound alike, their last names anyway. But no, the thing that, okay, if you look at his age group, you know, age 25, Doncic is the third highest scorer in his career at the age of 25 in NBA history.
Wow.
And he's not a great defender. He has trouble staying in shape, and that's kind of bad. He really needs to work on that. But the Lakers now have a franchise caliber player, another star to build around, and he'll probably bring his best basketball there because LA sort of brings that out and stars that are able to maneuver their way there. But the thing I don't get, just the merits of the trade itself, let's put that aside. I don't even want to talk about, well, who won the trade, who does it benefit, blah, 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 blah. If you have an incredible crown prince of basketball at the age of 25, who is going to be a Hall of Famer, and he might be one of the top five players in the world today, how do you limit the trade discussions to one team? Why wouldn't you, you know, just let it be known he is available and then solicit the greatest offer you could get for Doncic? Sorry. But their general manager was fixated on Anthony Davis, so he really didn't want to entertain other offers. That seems to be very strange to me.
Yeah, it's not for the Mavericks on their side. They are getting roundly criticized by pretty much everybody. So it's I can't believe that deal happened. Most people were shocked. Most players were shocked. Right. You know, tweeting about it, like, what in the world is going on there? So just a really fascinating situation. But I wanted to shift to the Cardinals here because, as we mentioned, the equipment's on its way now to Florida a week from today, pitchers and catchers report. And I know you know, as everybody else does, about the interview that Jim Edmonds did yesterday where he criticized the Cardinals organization, you know, and he had a lot to say about them, not so much about Bill DeWitt or John Mozeliak. He was he praised them, but just said there's an unwelcoming environment there. What are your thoughts on what he had to say?
Well, the thing was just filled with one contradiction after another. First of all, I love the fact that Jim Edmonds is a maverick. He's always been an entertainer. You never know what he's going to say. His head wires function differently than the rest of us, and that's a good thing. He's a fascinating guy, and I've never been surprised by anything he does. And it's one of the things I actually like about him, but you can't go on a radio show and talk for as long and just like bombard the Cardinals with this criticism, that criticism. You don't like the culture, it's changed, it's no fun. I go down there, the former players don't feel welcome, blah, 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 blah. But after going off on like the decline of the Cardinals, and the way that they don't care and they've let this thing kind of fall apart. Then he pivots and he praises the DeWitts. He praises John Mozeliak. He praises Marmol. He even used the word love to describe his feelings for them. Well, wait a minute. Who do you think is responsible and in charge? Who controls the direction of the Cardinals, whether they're successful or not? Like, who puts the team together? Who sets the philosophy? How can you exonerate them of any culpability in the thing that you criticize? It makes no sense. Just like with the TV stuff, you know, he got sacked, but, oh, I didn't want that job anyway, except he's obviously still really ticked off about it, or he wouldn't bring it up. And, you know, the same thing applies to, well, I go to spring training, you know, and I go to try to get in the clubhouse, and a security guard tells me, hey, Jim, it's probably not a good time. Well, that's okay, because I don't want to be in there anyway. You know, there was an old man yelling at the clouds aspect to this that I found just kind of almost funny. You know, it's just, frankly, this is an extremely important spring training for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. They've got an updated coaching staff. They have a new hitting instructor. You got Chaim Bloom and his people will be down there. You got a lot of new teachers and instructors. This sounds cold, but it's true. You know, this spring training operation this year is a lot more important with a long list of things that to do to get this team ready. And Jim Edmonds' personal happiness doesn't make my list. You know, I'm much more concerned about, you know, is Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman going to hit? What's the new hitting coach going to do? I don't even know how to put it. It's entertaining stuff. He's always been an entertaining guy, but I don't know what he wants because he just zigs and zags and he's all over the place.
Yeah, Bernie. And that's why it's hard to tell what to take from his response, because on one hand, it's this dichotomy. On one hand, you have way bigger things to deal with spring training, the young guys revamping the organization. On the other hand, because things aren't going swimmingly and haven't been going swimmingly within the organization, I can't tell if that gives more heft to any of Edmonds' criticisms. Had the had the organization been winning the past few years.
Well, right. And listen, there's a lot to criticize, and we do it here on KMYX. You all know that I do it. I write about it. I talk about it. I do videos about it. I mean, I call the Cardinals out on a lot of things, but I try to be relevant. I try to be pertinent in terms of what I target. And we all know the Cardinals dropped the ball on this, letting this organization become outdated and stale and, you know, lose their prestige within the game competitively. And that was a shame. It should have happened. But, you know, but this idea that somehow they don't like their former players and they don't want them down there and all this stuff. Well, why are so many former Cardinals part of the operation now? I mean, why when spring training opens, you know, will Ozzie Smith be down there again working with young prospects? Well, you know, they brought in another former Cardinal, John Jay, to the coaching staff. They brought in a batting coach that a former Cardinal, Skip Schumacher, and another former Cardinal named Pujols recommended to them, saying he's great. You got to hire this guy. You know, you look at the guest list of people that are going to be down there, former Cardinals working. I mean, it's not only just Ozzie, but David Freese will be down there. Ryan Ludwig, Willie McGee, Jose Oquendo, Bernard Gilkey, Jason Isringhausen, and I'm leaving a few out. So what is he talking about? They got a lot. They have a lot. There's going to be a lot of Cardinals down there. What is it? Maybe they just don't want him down there because
I was going to ask that question. Is it possible that it's just him specifically?
Listen, and with the fans that just love the fact that he called out the DeWitts and everyone, except that he didn't.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't summon the strength to actually point the finger at them. Oh, I love those guys. Now, if anybody whose brain's functioning rather well, they would say, well, wait a minute. I'm confused by this. Aren't they the people that you say kind of like you know, kind of ruined everything? Well, but you don't think they're to blame. Okay. Who are you blaming? You blaming like the assistant trainer? What? I don't get it. So, no, it's just full of contradiction. And, the people that think DeWitt is evil, sell the team, we're all in hell. You know, the people that are performance artists on social media, the outrage farmers, Jim Edmonds is their new messiah. And they really don't care whether he contradicted himself 5,000 times in one interview.
Bernie, again, as we mentioned, it's Super Bowl week. We'll talk more about the game itself in our next visit on Thursday. But
sure,
there's a lot of momentum, a lot of discussion about there being an 18-game schedule in the NFL. Right now we're at 17, expanded from 16. So this 18-game schedule, a lot of owners think we're going to go that direction, but it could be a couple of years at least before that happens. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, it's not a good idea, and for a league that proclaims to be, you know, really emotionally and professionally invested in enhanced player safety and cutting down on head injuries and that can cause CTE and all that stuff. And you know, the rate of those type of injuries has gone down. So I would be a hypocrite if I didn't acknowledge that. The NFL's, some of the things they put in effect are working, not to full extent, but their progress has been made. But there is not the most physical sport that there is. There is nothing to be gained by, you know, taking a 16, what it was a 14 game schedule. Then it was 16 all those years. Then it was 17. Now you want to go to 18. We saw a ridiculous scenario this past season, the regular season, where teams were playing three games in 11 days. These men get beat up. I mean, there's a lot of damage. It's not necessarily, you know, it's not all about head injuries. I mean, their bodies just get absolutely punished. And there's a lot of leftover effects there. I mean, I have so many friends in the NFL who in retirement are just like limping around and they've had everything replaced and they're in a lot of pain and they never feel good. And listen, this is the life that they chose. It's the profession they chose. I get that. But why would the NFL Players Association, given all this trauma that the players have suffered because the increasing demands of the schedule, and it is a fast, violent, hard-hitting sport, why would you sign off on yet another extra week of games? When is enough for the NFL owners as they continue to just like, it's all about revenue. Oh, we'll get this much if we add an 18th week. Oh, we can sell this to Netflix. We can do this. Oh my gosh, we'll make billions. You know, when is enough enough? If you really care about the players, then shouldn't you care about the toll that it takes them playing 18 games instead of 17 or 16? I don't know. Maybe I'm a Pollyanna.
You're looking at it the way I think most people look at it. He says, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, says that people want more football, which they do, but they also don't want everybody to die in the process. So, you know, it's kind of tough. Bernie, we will talk again on Thursday.